Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
High noon in the District of Columbia. It is time to Ask B. Mitch Anything. Ask B. Mitch Anything is sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. B and I both got some new Collars & Co. gear. I love it, man. We both got those pants, which are phenomenal.
They are the best.
They're super comfortable. Feels like you're wearing sweats, but they're really dressy and look sharp. The dress shirts I got, I know you didn't order the dress shirts. They are incredible and feels like you're wearing air conditioning. Like it's so cool. And the blazer,
that's a good way of putting it.
You know, the blazer I got fits perfect. Check them out, Collars & Co. We both have promo codes, JPFinley20, BMitchFinley20. Anything over $99, you save 20% using the code. As Tony Kornheiser would say, use the code, people. All right, let's get to these phone lines. Let's start with our guy, Kenny in Largo. What's up, Kenny?
What up, Kenny?
What up, JP, BMitch? How y'all doing today on this fine Friday?
We're good, man.
How day doing? Well, I guess this question for both of y'all, for real. So, at this point in the season, do y'all think that as a team we found our identity, or how long do y'all think it's going to take for us to find it?
I don't know if we completely have our identity yet, but I think if you look at the two games we won, you see one developing where we ran the football very effectively. We had over 200 yards in both of those games.
Run the hell out of it.
And we had a strong defensive line approach where they got pressure, and he had opportunistic special teams unit.
Mm-hmm. Good word.
If those three things continue to be around more often than not, you're going to win more games than you'll lose.
For sure. All right. I appreciate that.
All right, bro. Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate it. Have a great day. You know, one thing I found interesting is people are like, man, Cliff's got to stick with the run. They've played three games. In two of them, they've ran for more than 200 yards.
That's people that don't pay attention.
I recognize they got away from the run too much against Green Bay. They did. But that game, there's also some game flow to it. They were down two touchdowns most of the game. They were chasing points.
Yeah. But they did run the ball. Two of the three games. Where do we really not run? The game where it seemed like we couldn't move the ball at all, no matter what.
Seemed like they were getting...
Yeah,
they couldn't win the line of scrimmage, so it gets hard to run. Let's go to Andrews in D.C. Andrew, what up, man? Ask B something.
Hey, how you guys doing? So I was just going to ask, like, we've been hearing a lot of talk in the last week with, like, different coordinators and teams about, like, difference between, like, schemes and, like, execution. I wanted to ask, like, how can, like, fans better know, like, the difference when we're, like, watching TV of, like, oh, this is the scheme or this was the execution? Because most of the time, we're just screaming about, like, the players or the coordinators didn't, like, do it right.
I think the fans have to, at least when you're listening to the coaches talk and the players talk and even some media folks, you want to pay closer attention to what they're saying instead of just looking for the outcome of something. That's the problem with a lot of people. They only look for the outcome, and that's the way that they tell whether something was successful or not. But like people like a Logan Paulson, Logan breaks it down to a point where you will understand. You see what they're trying to do, and it may not work, but you go, if they stick at it, this is gonna pop for them later on. That's the way I watch the game. That's why I don't get upset about a lot of stuff, because I care for the end result, but I can see what's coming based off of how the game is transpiring.
Well, I think that's a pretty astute. Like, look at the Ravens right now, and everybody wants to scream about the D coordinator, right? You lose uh-huh. Mike McDonald, who looks like a real stud, and it kind of causes trouble. But Orr's not the one missing the tackles and getting blown off the ball.
True.
A big reason, I think, why fans generally will scream about the coaches, fans generally root for the players. They want their autographs. Mm-hmm. They want them to throw them their gloves or whatever, their headband. Like, generally, the coaches are kind of nameless to most fans. Like, the average fan probably can't tell you the D-line coach or the linebackers coach. Maybe mm-hmm. on this team you can, because they're like former players that are big-name people. But, like, it's easy to scream about the coach and blame the coach when, in fact, most coverage busts. Like, when you think about that Packers game and how open Tucker Kraft got down the seam.
That was on players.
That was not designed.
No, that was on the players.
That's not the design.
Yeah, that was on the players. 100%.
All right, good call, Andrew. Thanks, bud. Let's go to Brian in Hagerstown. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's Ask Me Mitch Anything, brought to you by Collars & Co. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good to talk to you, as always. Hey, JP, real quick, I'd like to say, I disagree with the governor when he said Mariota's not going to win you a game. He drove that team down the field last year and beat Dallas, and he had a big hand in that, hitting Terry also before that run. But
great point.
My question for B-Mitch, hey, a team came to you, college or pro, and said, hey, we've got a running backs position open, and we've got a special teams coordinator position open. We want you for either one. You pick. Which one would you choose?
I'll take special teams. Then I get to work with more people on the team than I would at the running back position. Running back coach, you're going to deal with about, what, 5-6 people? Well, in college, you may deal with 10 to 15. But if you deal with special teams, you're dealing with everybody on that team except that starting quarterback.
I mean, that's
appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude. Isn't that one of the reasons people thought John Harbaugh was such a good
candidate? Yeah, and I think the special teams coach has a lot of influence on the team. And for me, I want to be able to impact majority of the players, not just one little facet.
Got a good one via Twitter from Travis Wigfall. He said, why do so many people care what Vegas thinks in sports? Their goal is to get you to bet, not who they think is going to win the game.
Because people think Vegas care about them and care about what. But really, like I always say, Vegas want to make money. They're not trying to make you money. And that's how they start their business. If you go to Vegas, if you've been going to Vegas as long as I've been going, you look at the buildings. They're getting bigger, prettier, more expensive. And how many people are going there and their dreams still haven't come true? They're trying to get you to bet the money. Not necessarily to make you know more about the game. They can care less. But if 50% of the country go with one side and 50% go with the other, you bet money on them, right? And they make money.
There are times where Vegas isn't trying to get a 50-50 split. There are times where Vegas knows something. There's a reason the point spreads are always so accurate.
And they make the point spread to a point where still they're going to have some people saying, I got one, and other people going to think, I don't have one.
Right.
Yeah, it's smart.
Like, the conversation surrounding Vegas all the time is probably far overblown to Travis's point, but mm-hmm. You can gain some knowledge about expectations. But like last night, I saw online a bunch of people, Jaxon Smith-Njigba is off to a fantastic start for Seattle. And so a lot of people were really excited by his betting total, by his yardage total. And I think he squeaked just under. I think he was at like 83 and he finished at 79. Mm-hmm. Like that's what Vegas does, man. There's a reason they're good at what they do. Harold is in DC. What's up, Harold?
Hey, fellas, how's it going? B-Mitch, I got an important question for you.
What you got?
Do you think that your Hall of Fame induction is being held up? Because if they make a life-size bus for you, they don't have a presentation area that can fit it.
You got to be somebody. You and Jeff been working on this for the longest.
Oh, hey, that's good, dude.
It's people in the Hall of Fame with heads bigger than mine. Believe that.
You guys have a good one, man.
Thanks, dude.
I heard Jeff say that'd be a good question. I said, what is this going to be? That's the one, Jeff? The reason that the Hall of Fame stuff been held up? That's what you said was a good question?
Nah, I was talking about the when he was asking, was it scheme or execution?
Okay.
That was good too, though.
I knew something was coming, but okay.
News from the NFL officially announced a 2026 regular season game in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Mm. So far, the Brazil games have been in Sao Paulo. The league announces they're going to play at least 3 games in Rio over the next 5 years.
Okay.
Please let the Commanders go.
Yo, I'm in on that.
I am too.
I might. Do you have to get a butt lift to go to Brazil?
What?
People always talk about the Brazilian butt lifts.
JP, I hope you're not trying to go get one of those.
Trying to go get one for his anniversary.
Something seriously wrong with you, dog.
I have a serious question.
Please don't be about no butt lift.
Nobody knows what will happen with the Hall of Fame. It's an incredibly, incredibly competitive process.
Yeah.
Washington has been underrepresented in the Hall of Fame for some time. There's a lot of factors to that. Most of those we probably won't share on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think the disdain for Dan Snyder league-wide was a factor for some time?
Yes.
I do too.
I think so.
And I think that's gone. And I think you've got a team now that will put their resources into supporting their candidates, yourself and London Fletcher. And let's hope it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
You sitting down, Landfill? There's a man of the cloth on the line. It's time to go to church. Hello, Reverend. Wow. Rev T, how do you do?
What's going on, JP, B. Mitch, Landfill, my man Jeff? You know I love you the best. Man, but B. Mitch, though, man, you know I started hate, sound like a broken record, but when them Commanders going to set me free, man? Why they keep downcharging me and just brushing me to the side like I ain't never exist? I'm really starting to feel like an old, wasted relic sitting on the sideline and can't do my thing with these people in the fan base. B. Mitch, what should I do, man? I'm just frustrated with it, and I don't want to be angry about it. I just want to get my tickets back to do my thing, man.
Just keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. I've talked to some people that I think are going to work on getting it right, and you just can't get frustrated and do something stupid.
No, I ain't going to do nothing stupid, man. For real, B. Mitch. I just want to take my boy to the game. He ready now, man. TJ ready now, man.
Could you go to a road game?
I could go to a road game. Yeah, I could.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of ideas for you, man.
I could go to road games, but I'm staying my home, though, man.
Yeah.
I've been kicked out of my house, man.
I can tell you, Rev.
Yeah, man.
Whatever Brian and I can do is done. So, you know what I mean? Like,
I know, JP. B's I know you didn't took your ears and flew to somebody and tried to talk to them. I appreciate that. Hey, JP, you know
what? Help me out, then you going to crack on it. What the hell?
Hey, I still got to keep it 100. I ain't going to beg nobody for nothing. You know me better than that.
Thank you,
Ryan. JP, though, but hold on, JP, before I go. You know the stock, I heard you was doing a commercial for American Airlines. Don't you know they said, man, the stock went up when they saw your ears start flying and stuff. They just knew they had. Anyway, I love y'all.
Goodbye, Reverend. Thank you for
damn
the gospel.
Fool is what he is.
Jacob is in Falls Church. What's up, Jake?
How's it going, guys?
Doing good, man.
My question for B. Mitch. So everybody's talking about Will Harris is, going on IR, not coming back for quite a while. From what I've seen of the tape, it seems like, and I know Jeremy Reeves is so important to the special teams, but man, it just seems like every time he's in the right place, and in the preseason he showed it too, he got called for that like terrible penalty in the preseason when he just clocked the guy, but the other guy was going low.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it just seems like Jeremy Reeves is doing a great job. And I know Dan Quinn had talked about trying to get Revo on some more defensive snaps, and I just didn't know, you know, from your perspective, seeing the game tape, have you seen Revo, like, flashing and
yes.
stuff?
Yes. I've seen Revo flash for more years than just this year. Every time he got in on defense, he made plays. You know, and then he's exceptional at special teams. That, just like Joe Witt stated, a lot of coaches get to a point where a guy is so effective at what he does on teams that you don't put him into the other stuff because you think it's going to affect him doing that.
But it seems like now we need it, right? Because we got some secondary injuries and stuff, and you know, we just signed a guy, right? What's his name?
Darnell Savage.
Yeah, the safety, right? So, like, it just seems like Revo's ready to go, man, and I just want to see him, you know, doing more plays. Like, every time he's been in, you know, he's produced. So, like, let's see him full-time there.
I think you will see him.
Yeah.
I think you will,
be honest with you. Let's go to Frank in D.C. Jeff, keep loading the phones. We'll keep taking them. Frank, what's up, dude?
Hey, listen, JP, B-Mitch. B-Mitch, I got a question for you. This is a urban legend question. Your old coach, Wayne Sevier, was on the Ken Beatrice show the week before we played Atlanta in 92. And I told him, I said, there's a play that you have in your repertoire that you haven't used since 83, was a double safety throwback to a punt returner.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you haven't used it. And the next week, you threw that pass to Desmond Howard for a touchdown.
Oh, boy.
Did he come in and say a fan gave him that idea?
Nah, he didn't say the fan gave it, but they sure put it in.
Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, I've been a Redskin historian, man. I've been watching Redskin games since 64, and I can remember every great punt returner that we had from the 60s all to yourself. And I had never seen that happen except for twice.
I want to test you.
So
tell me about a kick return in 19 – tell me about a great punt return from the 60s.
Well, first was Ricky Harris. Then after Ricky Harris was Speedy Duncan. After Speedy Duncan was Alvin Hayman. After Alvin Hayman was Eddie Brown. And after Eddie Brown was Mike Nims and then B. Mitch.
Damn. What was my guy's name? Speedy Duncan?
Yeah, Speedy Duncan.
Speedy Duncan, yeah, number 45, man. We got him from the Chargers. He was one of George Allen's boys.
I love that. All right, yo, you win the challenge, dude. Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, man. Listen, I have seen so much Redskin football in my life that I remember the old days better than these days. Because in the old days, like, George Allen taught us how to hate the Cowboys. You see what I'm saying? And so when we went to games, we went as a crew. And all of us went together only in preseason because we couldn't get into the regular season games, so they all sold out.
Wow.
So I've seen it all, man.
Thanks for the call, Frank.
But B-Mitch, listen.
Yo.
Listen, one other thing, man. You going to the Hall is my bucket list, man. I told you was my father's favorite punt returner. And so my kid's going to fly me into Cleveland. We're going to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then we're going to Canton.
All right.
And we all going to be wearing number 30 jerseys.
Gotcha, brother. Appreciate that.
Hey, man, we love you, man. I tell you.
So I just looked up Speedy Duncan. He is from Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
From Tuscaloosa. Went to college at Jackson State. Played 11 years in the pros. Was that Bama wasn't taking black dudes then?
Probably wasn't.
I mean, he's from Tuscaloosa.
They didn't take it until when
did they?
USC came along, whooped that ass, and then O'Barrett Bryant said, I got to give me some of them.
Damn, that wasn't until 1970?
Yes.
Damn.
And it all around because USC was smart. They went early. And then O'Barrett Bryant said, well, let me jump on this too.
Yeah, apparently it was a fullback by the name of Sam Cunningham, and USC rolled 42-21.
Hmm.
And that changed everything. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to keep it going. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We're doing Ask B. Mitch Anything, brought to you by Collars & Co. At 12:45, Jeff Walker's got a new song.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Vodka Red Bull Friday powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Find it all over the DMV. We're hitting up Ask B. Mitch Anything. Phone lines are lit. Might as well let the people hang out. Ask B. Mitch Anything brought to you by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Me and B got promo codes. Check out Collars & Co. B. Mitch 20, J.P. Finley 20. Finley spelled with an A for everybody out there.
Didn't change it to JP 20?
Nope. It was discussed.
Yeah, try to get it easier. Make it easier.
B, you know me well enough. Things with me aren't easy. It's just how we operate.
But they were trying to help you out.
Apparently, they already have a JP 20.
Okay.
Also, if you want to hang out with Grant and Danny today, they are going to be doing their show live in Reston at the Shar Bar inside the JW Marriott. They got a new JW out in Reston, I think.
Uh-huh.
Those are nice hotels. I assume the Shar Bar is quite nice. I asked if it's named after Dwight Shar, and Grant replied, Shar Portanesh.
Really?
I don't know if any of that is true, but that was an interaction on social media. Let's go to these phones.
Shar isn't in construction these days.
I mean, that's a rich man. Our guy Toothpick is on the line. What's up, Pick?
Hey, what's good, JP? Hey, B. Mitch.
What's up, bro?
I got something for you right here. It's going to make you think. Okay, so let's reverse the roles about this Hall of Fame entry type deal. So players have to vote in writers, right? Writers and reporters, broadcasters. Let me know your top four that are going in on your ballot as covering the NFL. Your top four reporters, broadcasters, people that cover the NFL, your top four that would be going in.
Ever?
Let's go Everett.
Oh, man. Peter King. What's my dude's name? Who died? John Madden. Thought he brought a great one to it. What's my dude, Coach Thompson, that I would always look at? He does all sports, though. tall, big dude. There are a lot of the masters.
Jim Nance?
Bam. Nance. And. Let me think about the next one.
Okay, I got
all
you.
Those dudes are probably in.
They're probably in the Hall of Fame already, too, though.
They probably in, yeah.
It is an interesting toothpick. It's a very interesting concept, though, because I would guess most active players don't even know who the Hall of Fame voters are. So every city, every NFL city is assigned a Hall of Fame voter. That's how it works. Some of the voters don't even live in that city. I bet most active players don't know who the Hall of Fame voter is in that city.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet if players got input into the process, there would be significant changes. Thank you for the call.
I think so, too.
Yep. Appreciate it. Let's go to Bernie, Potomac Falls. What's up, Bernie?
How's it going, gentlemen? I literally just drove by the JW Marriott in Reston. It looks incredibly nice. B. Mitch, I got two questions. Can you hear me?
Huh?
Yeah, I got two questions for you. One, September 17th, 30 years ago, Broncos fans remembered as Rod Smith catching his first touchdown pass, the Hail Mary against the Redskins.
Uh-huh.
I remembered as you taking the ball in the backfield and putting a DB on his back when you faked the pitch to score a touchdown. Do you remember that game and play?
100%. I was just telling JP about this. Was that Tuesday before I left?
Yeah.
When we saw the play, I say I ran a play just like that.
Yeah.
Steve Atwater.
We saw it Monday night.
Yeah, Lions,
yeah,
Ravens.
Because that's what Amara St. Brown did, the same type of play.
I love that play, but you faked it and kept it and scored, and that was a huge game. The second one is you're a running back, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if you're going to be starting on Sunday, right? Because you don't know about Bill coming in. You don't know who's going to be quarterbacking. When's the latest you think a coach is going to make the change that's running back and quarterback dependent? Is it now? Is it baked? It doesn't make a difference who plays Sunday. Everybody's going to get the same roles? Or do you even switch things on Sunday? Like, do you say, all right, it's game day. We're going to throw this in. I'll hang up. I know you got a lot of calls. Right.
For the most part, the coaches, if they know that the other guy's not going to go, they're going to let your guy know he's going to go. But famously, Coach Gibbs didn't tell Timmy Smith till the day of the game. Remember that?
Yep.
Super Bowl, and a dude rushed for over 200 yards. So I would say always practice like you're starting. You know what I mean? Because, like, there are a lot of guys who don't think they're going to play, don't think they're going to start, and they do their preparation just like that. They don't study enough. They don't watch enough film. They don't work their tail off, and then they get in the game, and they can't produce. So always practice like you're starting.
All right, we got news. Dan Quinn has officially ruled out Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, John Bates, and Noah Brown for week 4 in Atlanta. There was some question if Jaden would go this week. He will not be playing. That means Marcus Mariota gets the chance to go back to Atlanta. Now it's official.
Mm-hmm.
Not really much of a surprise, I would say, although Jaden did practice this week. Where do you land?
I'm cool with it. I think this is for the people who say, let him rest. Now that they're letting him rest, do not start calling us and saying, is it more serious than what it was? I think Mariota playing as well as he did and the team responding like that is the reason that they're going to let him have another week.
I asked Dan Quinn earlier this week, kind of what he thought if Mariota playing that well would impact the timeline for Jaden, and he was very dismissive of it. But I think on some level.
What I told you about the other day, I said, yeah, he was dismissive. But in the back of his mind, he knows that makes a difference.
For sure. What do you say about the Terry injury? Terry is not going to play this
week. Well, if a guy has a thing that people thought would possibly ask for him having surgery or not, then I don't think he's going to play this week. It's only been a week away.
Right.
You know, they may have told him. When he went to get those second opinions or extra opinions, you don't need surgery, but you need to rest this for 2-3 weeks. So.
Yeah. Getting news in, folks. Officially, Jaden Daniels ruled out. Terry McLaurin ruled out. Noah Brown ruled out. John Bates ruled out. There's nothing about injuries that mean you're not allowed to win. They're still allowed to win, but damn, it's gotten a lot more complicated just in how you put it all together.
But CJ, this is when that saying, I know people use it very sparingly, next man up. Also, they say, you know, everybody's professionals. This is when everybody that say that, yeah, I need my shot. I've been waiting on my chance. A lot of people got a chance, and they shot right now, right?
Yeah.
Step up and get it.
Totally.
And see, I say that because I got mine just like this. Guys got hurt, and I got a chance. I was ready for the occasion, and I did not falter. Other guys got to be the same way.
Totally. I mean, I think a guy like Luke McCaffrey, who was able to show something last week, Mariota has shown it kind of repeatedly now. Got to do it again. You know, the Falcons could get after the passer. The Falcons' defense is really interesting. I think special teams become that much more important this week because Atlanta's been bad on specials, and you might have to manufacture a little bit of offense, so get some good field position. You know who needs a big week?
Who?
Matt Gay.
Yeah.
Gonna need the points this week. Can't leave him on the table.
Please don't, Matt.
We got a bunch of guys calling in. I'm switching this from Ask B. Mitch Anything to how do you feel about the injury situation? We'll go to Mike in Myrtle Beach. Mike, how do you feel? Jaden's out, Terry's out.
This is more of a trying to figure out, B. Mitch, this is for you because you're, you know, a vet. But why was a 9 years player playing special teams on a field goal extra point on Wise Jr.?
On who?
Wise.
Everybody play field goal. Your age don't stop you from playing special teams.
Thank you, Mike.
Get the best. Wise is one of the best rushers. Why wouldn't he be on it?
I tell you what.
See, this is. Let me just. That question should be a high school question, college question. When you get to the pros and you're playing in the NFL. It's 47 people dressed out on that day. It's not 100 like college is and high school. Everybody plays multiple positions. As long as your career goes on, you play it. I was a 14-year guy covering kicks, covering punts, returning kicks and punts, being a backup for holding the field goals. You know what I mean? Emergency quarterback, running back. You do every damn thing you can. You don't get to a point where they say, oh, you now at 9 years, you don't do this anymore. Nah, it don't work like that.
Did anybody see how Philly won last week? How the Browns won last week? The amount of kicks getting blocked right now? Like, it's a vital position. And listen, Von Miller's probably not going to be out there, but Dietrich Wise, that's part of the gig. How about this?
If they need one blocked, Von Miller will be out there too.
What a moment this is for Marcus Mariota. He gets to go back to Atlanta where he got kind of railroaded. He felt like he wasn't told the truth by the coaches. And then the Netflix documentary makes it look like he's the jerk. He gets to go back to Atlanta as the starter, and they just named him captain for the week.
Mm-hmm.
That
make it happen, dog.
Mariota is a quiet,
make it
composed
happen,
person,
captain.
But man, that is a moment.
Yeah.
Trucker Dan, how do you feel about all the injuries in Washington?
Next man up, man. I'm not even worried about it. I just like the fact that this is Mariota and Dan Quinn revenge game. I got C. Rob as an anytime touchdown. Like B. Mitch was saying earlier, I hope Ja'Cory Brooks take this shot and run with it. Don't even stop, man. But my question is, as far as the defense, what do you think about putting Lattimore on the inside and let him play slot? And put Sanderfield back on the outside where he shined last season. I think if we do that, that solves all our... Because Lattimore, I don't think he's bad. I just think the man's getting old. He can't keep up. He looks like he's been getting burnt. But, like, I think
if you think he's getting old, you don't want to put him in the inside.
Oh, okay. That's going to be too much, you think?
Those guys on the inside could go both directions. Normally, when you're outside, you're at least protected by the sideline.
How do we stop Philly? Because they got Carver and goddamn
What's that other big boy name? Davis just coming in. What? How are we going to stop that? That was my big. That's my other bigger question. What do you think you would implement?
We got to drop a set. Thing? The dudes on the offensive line got to drop a set.
Thanks for the call, Dan. Let's get Rally Captain in here real quick.
Rally.
What's up, Cap? How you feeling about all these injuries?
Hey, well, you know what? I hate to say it, but it's a part of football, and you got to adapt and overcome, just like in the military. We got to do that. So twofold, obviously, the injury is aspect. B. Mitch, this is for you. You coming to the rally on Saturday?
And that's the one, like, from 4 to something?
5 to 7:30.
I thought it said 4 to 8.
5 to 7:30.
Is that right next to wherever Tim told me to go?
I don't know where Kim told you to go.
Why
but
don't you guys text each other? Yeah.
I'm going to call you when we're done because I think I'm supposed to be going to one of them.
Okay. It looks like it's on Marietta Street. Is that where
the
you're going?
The official rally is at Stats at 5 to 7:30.
All right. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks, dude. When we return, Jeff Walker has a song for us. Official news out of Ashburn. Jaden Daniels will not play this weekend. It's going to be the Mariota show. Terry McLaurin is not playing. Nobody go anywhere.
Are you ready? Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Are you ready to fire up your Saturdays? FanDuel has got you a boost you don't want to miss. It's called Boosting with the Boys, and it's giving everyone a college football profit boost every single week. So here's how it works. Each week, we're giving everyone a profit boost to use on college football. No opt-in gymnastics. No invite-only nonsense. Everyone gets the boost. We're talking real games, real teams, real Saturdays with an extra payout on the line. It's easy, it's fun, and it's only on FanDuel. So go to FanDuel.com/Brian to download the app. Check out the Boosting with the Boys offer and get in on the action. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and you have to be in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost token. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved? Home protected? bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A lot of on-brand things are happening right now. Rooster just talking to us as the show was starting. Very on-brand. This is the designated time slot for Jeff's song. Jeff not being in that chair for the designated time slot for Jeff's song. Very on-brand, right?
He waited till we were about to play a song, and then he just ran away for some reason.
Do we know where Jeff is?
No.
Well, he has to introduce his song, right?
I don't know. Last time he did that, it was a disaster.
Yeah, last time.
He's back. Shout out to Jeff.
We've been doing something about the Marietta Falcons.
Yeah. Jeff, what inspired you to walk away during your exact time slot in the program?
Yo, I had to run to the bathroom right quick and come back.
How'd everything go?
Perfect.
All right, that a boy.
Lord have mercy.
What's the inspiration this week? Jermaine Dupree?
Nah, the inspiration is the win from last week because we put belt to bottom, and we're going to put belt to bottom this week.
Before you introduce a song here, Jeffrey, how nervous? Jeff gets nervous. Jeff is cool and can handle a crowd. Jeff can introduce himself. Jeff can mingle at a party. Jeff is very good at sneaking into places he's not supposed to be. But Jeff gets nervous about football. How you feeling? Jaden's out. Terry's out. Bates is out. Brown is out. Bill looks like he's going to play. It's a lot of injuries, dog. How you feeling, Jeff?
Next man up. Because that's the only thing that can happen. It's not going to be some magical pill that shows up before game day that's going to get them back. They just got to play hard. If they play hard, do their job, handle their business, we going to be straight.
Handle yours.
How often are you taking magical pills on game day, Jeff?
I don't need no magic pills, brother. I'm fully functioning.
That a boy. All right. Go on with the chlorophyll. Let's hear it.
Yes. This song is week 4 versus the Decatur Falcons. versus the Atlanta Falcons. And BTA. That's the theme for this week. Let's get it, Landini.
That's how you come out and handle business against a team you're supposed to beat. Now we gotta handle business again. There's some dirty birds in Atlanta, but we ain't really worried about them. My boy Dan said ain't nothing but a chicken wing. Well, a falcon wing. And you know what we gonna do? We gonna put that belt to them. BTA, so them boys wanna play, we can lace them up. Just give me the time and the place. BTA, Sunday I wanna do it on the midnight train to Georgia. Get the dirty birds a whoopin'. BTA, rise up, sit down. We gon' show y'all that a real football team is in town. BTA, 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 BTA. When the Raiders came in, a lot of people had doubts. But what we do, took our treasure back and punched them in the mouth. Pulled in Uncle Phil and we threw him out the house. Now we bout to take a trip to the dirty
Meet
south.
Me in the Benz, it's going down.
Get in there,
I'm talking touchdown.
ASAP,
take the bird down.
P-U-N-T, Jalen, take it to the house. We can move the ball if it's Marcus or Jaden. Shout out to them running backs, man, them boys been playing. Terry back in rhythm, see he got his big playing. This gon' be the week that Debo gon' break one.
Debo go and them goons gon' get him. Bustin' through the line like they sprintin' through the finish. Michael gon' run, he ain't going nowhere, hit him. He gon' throw it up and Trey gon' pick him.
BTA, so them boys wanna play, we can lace them up. Just give me the time and the place. BTA, Sunday I wanna do it on the midnight train to Georgia. Get the dirty birds a whoopin'. BTA, rise up, sit down. We gon' show y'all that a real football team is in town. BTA, 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 BTA.
Belt two.
What T.I. say?
We gon' blow them off the map ASAP.
Knuckle Up Records.
And that's it.
Shout out my boy Cross. Hey, Trail. You cranked this beat, dog.
I like this one, Jeff.
Thank you.
What was the line? Everybody had doubts. We punched him in the mouth and took our treasure back.
We took our treasure back and we punched him right in the mouth.
I like that one.
Poured Uncle Phil and we threw him out the house.
I like that a lot. We will...
Good stuff there, young man.
Re-rack Jeff's song at 1:45 and let's set it up. Remember going into the Packers game, Jeff was talking about mozzarella sticks. We did not get mozzarella sticks.
not at all.
Going into the Falcons game, Jeff dropped a line about chicken wings, Falcon wings. If they win, chicken wing party on Monday? And we hear Jeff's song again?
Let's get it.
On Jeff.
Mike Brand from Penn Quarter has been very good to us in the past when we've needed a chicken wing party, so maybe Penn Quarter wants to provide a chicken wing party. If we can figure all that out, a lot of moving parts, we'll figure that stuff out. My biggest concern, I recognize Jaden missing as the headliner. That was kind of my expectation at this point. I think Mariota played really well last week, and I think that's a big part of going one more week very cautious with Jaden. The wide receiver room is a concern for me. The way they ran the ball last week is almost a necessity, B. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to have to run the ball a ton. I think special teams will be a huge part of this matchup. You need advantageous field positions.
Yep.
Throughout this thing.
Special teams can throw the favor on this side real quick.
I mean, think about how important field position can be, because it's not like Atlanta's offense is what you're worried about. Bijan, yes, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know what Penix is or isn't. You know what I mean? And seriously, not to put any one thing on any one player, but Matt Gay cannot have misses this week. You're going to need all the points.
Yeah, I'm with that. I have no problem with people saying what the facts are. And Matt knows that.
Yeah. Hell, he's a pro, dude.
Look, he's a pro. He's seen it. He's seen stuff, and he's lived through stuff. And he also has not lived through some stuff. He's going to understand that I got to get better.
We've had to ask him some tough questions, and he is a pro. He is a man. He takes accountability. That's all well and good, but just make the kicks, and we don't have to ask you, you know? Nobody go anywhere. Carl Dukes will join us next. Give us a preview of what Atlanta's working with. As much as everybody's talking about Jaden and Marcus, what about Penix and Kirk?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.